You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, it is. Mitch Saban, the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. We got like 9 days until Christmas. Is it nine?
9 days.
9 days until Christmas. Man, it popped up quick.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this month flew by quick. So hopefully everybody got their shopping and all that stuff done.
Don't wait.
I know. I'm just out here. It's going out of one ear through the other.
Yeah.
So, man, it's that time of the year. And wait, let me find my music before I play this. Get it to this little game I'm going to play.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Hey.
Little Home Alone music.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Home Alone is one of my favorite Christmas movies. Personally, I like Home Alone 2 better.
Yeah,
really?
You've said that before. Yeah,
I do. I mean, ain't no right or wrong answer.
Home Alone 2 was in New York, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know, Kevin McAllister, who was the character played by Macaulay Culkin, was left at home and the bad guy's trying to get him and all that stuff. And he set a lot of booby traps around the house,
mm-hmm,
that was protecting himself from the bad guys.
He wasn't protecting himself after a while. He was enjoying. He was messing with them boys.
They was trying to get him, so he's protecting himself a little bit. Self defense. Mm-hmm. But so this holiday season, I want to ask the real questions. Is this a trap or no?
Okay.
I'm gonna go through a couple things and let me know if this is a trap or no.
Okay.
If your significant other said, you ain't got to give me nothing this year, don't worry about it.
It's
a trap. Is that
a trap
or no?
It's a trap.
Unless you know your significant other really well, it's a trap.
I've been married a long, long time.
Johnny, you ain't got to give me nothing. I'm fine.
It's a trap.
And it might not be a trap. However, you're not going to air. Like, the fallout will be a lot easier if you get something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, they might not be happy that you didn't listen to them, but at least you can maybe spin this into, I care.
What?
I just wanted to make sure you had something.
Yeah, what's the
downside
to actually getting them something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you could feel like you weren't being listened to, and depending on how the relationship
like
is.
Like, she's going to be mad you got her something?
Depending on what you get them. But you will have a lot worse of a circumstance if you do not get something and they want something.
And you don't want to feel like a fool.
Right.
Where she come out of nowhere, she got you something.
And she absolutely will.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you'll feel like a complete fool.
Don't I know we said we weren't going to get anybody anything, but I just saw this and I thought of you.
Yeah.
What about this one when they say, I'll be happy with whatever?
I'm actually a little more.
Is that a trap or not?
I think that's maybe leaning toward nah, depending on kind of what Reggie said earlier, depending on the relationship, because after a while, if you've been with someone for a while, you kind of know what each other likes and they want a little surprise or whatever.
That is more of a trap. No. That was more of a trap than the first one. What you mean?
Like I've been together so long. Like, if we really, really needed it or really, really wanted it, we probably have it.
Don't listen to Lopez on gifts.
So get him a little surprise.
I think that's different. If you've been together, y'all been together, what, over 40 years?
40 years.
Yeah, at that point, I done had everything.
So, don't get her a little bit of a surprise.
If y'all been together for about two or 3 years, don't listen to that.
Correct.
I don't know if you should listen to it either way, because it feels to me, and I could easily be wrong. I've been wrong plenty, and I'll be wrong again in the future. It feels to me that is, I want something, but I want you to figure it out.
Yeah,
well, and so that could be it.
So the idea that I don't care, no, this is a test, and now we need to lock in.
No, I think it can be that. But again, when you've been together a while, like if she wants a particular, I'm not talking like a big bread, like a little something that she likes, she probably has it. You know, so she kind of wants, like, I don't care. I know you can come up with something. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So what about this one? Getting invited to a get-together and the host say, you ain't got to bring anything. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to bring nothing.
Nah.
Is that a trap or nah?
Nah.
I think that one is unfair, to be honest.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, nah.
Yeah. Because sometimes they really don't. Sometimes they're just being nice. And you don't know. You're always in a bad spot when they say that.
Yeah, whenever they say it, I still bring something.
Yeah, you're sure. Just in a bad spot.
I still
spot.
A glass. I mean, not a glass, but a bottle of wine or some type of dessert or something like that. Even if it's just running to the store real quick to
be
get
sweet
something.
If you did bring a glass of wine here.
Just a single glass of glass.
See, now that can of beer.
I think that's the only way you can go wrong is if you only bring enough for you.
Yeah.
Like, if you bring enough for everybody, they're
bring
like,
a little
oh,
six
this is
pack.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right? Or if you don't bring anything, it's like, oh, you said that you didn't need anything or whatever. Yeah. But if you're just like, I brought some, but only enough for me, that's the loser right there. Yeah. That's it.
What about this one? Oh, you don't need to dress up.
Again, that's a trap very or dicey, no? Right?
That feels like a trap. Just
I got trapped a couple times like that. Like, oh no, you don't have to dress up or anything. Uh-huh. Go there, everybody dressed up.
Then you're like, oh.
I'm like, damn. But so now I got to the point I overdress.
Yeah,
just in case.
Because I think it's rare that you feel bad about overdressing. You could take a hit by being pretty underdressed for a circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So the only reason why I think that could go the other way is if it's like, oh, it's a costume party, but you don't have to dress up, and then you come in and you got like, you really went in and they were like, oh, I just put ears on or something like that, you know?
Yeah. All right. This one, it's just a quick stop. Don't worry about it. It's just a quick stop.
Oh, God, don't get me started on that. You know how I feel about this one. The add-ons.
I know your lady. Oh, we just going to make a quick stop right here.
She is the queen of the add-ons. Hey, you want to go to the grocery store? Sure. Okay, well, we're just going to stop by Michael's real quick because I need blah, blah, blah.
Michael's.
Oh, and then I wanted to get a cold brew at this little
oh, yeah, this time of year,
here.
Michael's is a mess.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I forgot. We got to stop at blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to run in and run out. Boy, if I had a nickel. I'm just going to run in and run out. You can just wait in the car. The add-ons are the death of me.
I think the fun part about that is it doesn't even have to be the add-ons. It's a quick trip. We're just going to run to Walmart. Everybody's in there. Starting about.
This is not a quick trip.
Starting about like last week. Everybody is in every store. Mm-hmm. Everybody's outside. I don't know how, but they are.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to run through a couple quick ones. Some sports related ones.
Please.
Kind of bring it a little sportsy. Your team clinches early and rest starters. Is that a trap or nah?
I say nah. Like, I still lean into the idea of it's a long football season, man. If I get
rest or rust.
If I get an opportunity to be maximum healthy as much as I can manage, I want to take that. I don't lean so much into the rust conversation.
I'd rather take the risk than risk them being tired. I'd rather take the risk of them resting, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
When someone guarantees a win, is that a trap or no?
It's boring. It's gotten to the point where it's boring now. I guarantee we're going to win. And then you don't. What? What's the consequence?
Smelling salts. We've established this. Well,
yeah.
This is true.
We've established this on the.
Yeah.
I from my perspective as a on-air person, yes, it is a trap because there is no benefit. Like if I guarantee a win and they win, everybody goes, okay. If I guarantee you win and they lose, y'all are on my ass.
No,
that is absolutely a trap from my perspective. Mm-hmm. Here.
Yeah. And the last one, I'm in the best shape of my life.
That's a trap. Yeah. That's the trappiest trap.
Yeah. That is a big time trap.
Yeah, when somebody
Who said it recently,
I don't recall. Was that Philip Rivers in a roundabout way?
Yeah, I think it was last
week. That he was he lifts in the gym or something at the school, at the high school.
Yeah, I think. And then Jerry Rice said at the age of 60 that was
it.
Whatever.
Yeah, that was it. It was Jerry
Rice. Best shape of my life.
Jerry Rice said, I haven't run the hill, but I could. It's like, oh, see, that's how you know you're old. You're like, I could do that if I really wanted to. Yeah. If you wanted to, you would be doing it.
All you had to do is say, hold my beer. It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. A little Christmas edition here. Lopez, did you go Christmas shopping? Are you all good? Did you get the grandbaby something?
I'm just about done. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just about. A couple little things, but just
what'd
about
you get,
done.
Figgy?
I'm not done.
Did you get the grandbaby something? That's more important.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Did you look at the top 10 toys of 2025?
Oh, we got the list?
I did not.
Oh, man. You suck as a grandpa, man. Come on, man. How you ain't getting them the best toys of 2025?
Who said I didn't get them a best toy?
I don't know.
What are they?
Yeah, so I'm going to go through this list real quick. Top 10 according to Toy Insider.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 is the LOL Surprise Hair Bead Salon.
The what? Oh, so I'm guessing this is like just for kids to put beads in their hair if they have them braided.
I have no idea. Okay. I probably know a little more anime than I do this list.
Guessing that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
No clue.
Number 9 coming in is the Imaginaire Bumper Cars. I did see this a couple times. Yeah, so it's like an indoor ride on little bumper cars.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like that could be a hot mess.
Yeah.
So it's like the old cars that they could hop in, except they're bumper cars.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a way to break something in the
house.
Yeah,
yeah. That something like is getting broken. That's what you need to get your grandbaby, man.
Eventually, I might.
No, give it to him, but just don't bring it to grandpa's house.
Yeah, their house.
Don't bring it to keep
then
it at home.
A drum set.
Yeah, I feel like that's your responsibility as a grandparent or like an uncle or something like that is that
irritate the parents
100%. Get them the toys.
Get them a drum set
and make sure cymbals. Make sure you get them the batteries that are not included as well, because you want to make sure that noise happens on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Yeah. The other things that's on this list: Jurassic World Chomp T Rex.
Oh, so I'm guessing this is like kung fu action grip of the I like that.
Yeah, Gabby's Dollhouse. I heard of that. It's like an interaction play set.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Furby Rainbow.
Furby.
Yeah,
Furbies are still in the game.
Yeah, they still in the game.
In the year of our Lord 2025.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fur Real Feed and Follow Cow.
So you get a toy cow, you feed it, and it follows you.
I ain't got no kids.
That sounds like a pet without the excrement. Yeah. That sounds great.
That's right.
Can I press pause and say that I kind of love that all these toys are physical toys?
That's true. Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things that it feels like we always talk about all the iPad kids. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised the kids still playing with toys for real.
Yeah.
Yep. Coming in number 4, Fisher Price. We all know about Fisher Price. Mm-hmm. The 4-in-1 activity table.
Okay.
Oh, that's a legendary.
Classic. Classic.
Still in the game.
Yeah, number 3, Disney Interactive Stitch plush.
Stitch?
Interactive Stitch. How does it become interactive?
Yeah.
How does it become interactive?
Number 2, Care Bears and Wicked. I guess they got a little collab.
Of course, Wicked's going to have something out there.
Yep. And then number 1, the Bluey Supermarket playset.
Bluey is enormous right now.
Yeah, Bluey's a winner.
That's top dog.
Yeah.
Bluey's
top
a winner.
Dog in the game.
Bluey's running the children's programming. Mm-hmm. Portion of this.
Okay, hopefully that helped y'all get y'all little Christmas stuff together. Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if y'all judge me. Bluey's one of those shows that if you put it on as an adult and you have a kid around, you will also be entertained.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how you know it's a good show.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, where you can sit there and you kind of chuckle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. I want to ask y'all this. What's a staple food that y'all have that you got to absolutely make it from scratch? Not no canned food or store-bought. Something you just got to absolutely have it made by scratch.
Beans, mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten to the bougie level where I only want fresh-made mashed potatoes. Yeah,
no beans, box.
Yeah, no box. First two that popped into mine are beans and mashed potatoes.
Jollof rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all know what it is. Nigerians got to have that real.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell the difference if it's made from scratch versus box or whatever like that?
Oh, I think for sure on beans and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, mashed potatoes, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Raging Italian is back.
Oh, good.
This is the dude that cuts a whole bunch.
Yeah. So he was back
at it. I like your setup there.
Yeah. So he back at it. His son decided to do a little trick on him, and he put some Chef Boyardee inside of a little bowl and lied to him and said he made it from scratch.
Oh, no.
And remind you, this is the Raging Italian.
Yeah.
So he knows what's good spaghetti and meatballs.
His grandma's gravy.
Yeah. So here is his son giving it the dad the bowl of Chef Boyardee and the Raging Italian reacting to it.
I made you some food.
What did you make?
I made homemade spaghetti and meatballs, dude.
When do you cook?
Spaghetti meatballs is easy.
You made the meatballs?
Yeah.
From
scratch? Can you try it?
And the sauce?
I thought it was pretty, I made everything from scratch. But obviously besides the noodles, but like.
You made this. It looks like dog food.
Already?
Are you kidding me?
You're making fun of
dude,
my food
you can
already?
Look at the texture of the friggin' sauce. Why would you make meatballs so small?
Can you just try, really?
Why would you make meatballs so small? It smells like canned food.
How is it? Pretty good, right?
Dude, the friggin' spaghetti is so friggin' overcooked. You made this?
Wow.
You made this?
Yeah, I made it.
It tastes like Chef Boyardee or some like that. Walmart.
Okay, Gordon Ramsay, what the
dude. Are you doing?
Dude, are you serious?
Get this out of here. You didn't make this. If you made it, get that out of here. It tastes like dog. There's no way you made that. And if you did, you have no business being in the kitchen.
Serious? How
it tastes
rude.
Like
ungrateful.
He's like, you didn't make that. Get that out of here. And even if you did, get it out of here. I just want to stress that.
He got angry.
Yeah.
angry.
Hey, they call him the Raging for a reason.
That is right. He was absolutely raging in that.
Yeah, he was right on the money. Like, this tastes like canned.
And it was Chef Boyardee.
He said it was. He said it smelled like canned. He smelled the can before he even got to eating it.
Yeah.
At some point, you do kind of smell the can a little bit where you'd be like, this don't really taste the same. Especially if you eating like spaghetti and meatballs from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to Chef Boyardee, it's just like, nah, this ain't it. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this as we continue the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I usually do a thing called Thanks for Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done that in a minute. And I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to do something called What Are You Doing, Man?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you doing? So before I get to that, I just want to send a little thoughts and prayers to everyone that was affected in Cindy. With the shooting and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the situation that happened at Brown University. Salute to John Harris.
Yeah.
I know he went to Brown.
Yeah.
Here's a guy by the name of Chuck Schumer, who is a U.S. senator from New York.
Yep.
and he did a little press conference, and he started it off like this.
And of course, I'm going to say a few words about the terrible shooting in Sydney, Australia. Okay? So, and first, of course, as I always say, no matter what, go Bills. They beat the Patriots today. It's a big deal.
Not the time, buddy.
Oh, what are you doing,
not
man?
Not the time. Boy. Not the time.
What are you doing, man?
What?
Wow, I missed this. Go Bills, and now let's talk about Bondi Beach in Sydney,
and
Australia.
Now the summer.
The tragedy of good. Yep,
at Brown University.
What are you doing?
What are you doing,
what
man?
Are
that
you
is
doing?
Nobody gives a damn about that right now, man. What?
This is like a, like some of these unspeakable things that happen. Hey, first of all, go Bills. All right, let's, and then we'll go. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was rough, man.
Yikes!
What are you doing?
Yikes! I'm really trying to go back through. Like, have I ever had a moment that was that cringeworthy? And thankfully, nothing is immediately coming to mind, but I'm sure there's going to be something. But thankfully, I don't think I have anything of that magnitude.
Yeah.
He said, hey, I'm going to get into the shooting and all that stuff, but first, go Bills.
First, you beat Josh Allen? Man.
Yep, go Bills. Yeah, you know, we beat the Patriots. What are you doing, man?
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. That is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday on the program at the Figgy Fig. On social media, if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. We'll do that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.